Hello and welcome to Sips and Tips, the bite-sized podcast designed to be your quick companion during your coffee break. To talk about a game-changing addition to my teaching toolkit. If you followed my podcast or read any of my blogs, you know I'm always on the lookout for innovative tools in the classroom. Well, folks, the search is over. I really think I've discovered something truly exceptional. That tool is Craft. Craft is, on the outside, just a note-taking app, but it's a whole lot more than that. It's a versatile powerhouse. Craft empowers you to seamlessly link documents while keeping your life impeccably organized, all presented in a unique and vibrant way. Here are three ways I'm using Craft as a teacher, and I'll be sharing short tutorial videos on Instagram and possibly YouTube very soon. First off, the Learning Portal. So I've created a learning portal document that's divided into distinct sections. These sections house my classes, responsibilities like MYP projects and the DP CAS program, and my personal work projects. The best way to think of it is to visualize an organized space that is a clickable universe. It's like having my own personal wiki and website combined into one. I decided to create a learning portal because it allows me to quickly open up the learning portal before I start my day, click onto my classes, and see the content that I have planned and prepared for that particular lesson. Not only this, but it keeps everything in a nice location that is easily shareable for anybody that would like to view it or see what I am doing in the classroom. The second thing I really love about Craft is the fact that you can create shareable links from any document that you have made. Every document on Craft can be effortlessly shared via a web browser. People don't need to have access to Craft or have an account to use these links. Think of it as like a mini website page that anybody can access if they have been given the link. You can also password protect these if it should be something confidential. This has been a game changer for sharing worksheets, handouts, and resources with my students. It's not just a paper saving tactic, it provides students with accessible revision materials and extra reading opportunities. In the show notes, I'll share a link so you can see an example of one of these pages and how you can interact with it. I've personally seen engagement skyrocket with my weekly communications to students and parents. They have really appreciated the interactive content and the convenience of being able to view this right from their device. And finally, the design. Now let's talk aesthetics. I'm a fan of visually appealing materials, and Craft makes it a breeze to do that. You can choose from a variety of pre-made templates or create your own. You can embed rich links to YouTube videos that display just the way you want. You can create content cards that resemble interactive buttons within your document. And here's the best part. You can export your document into a beautifully crafted PDF. With ease. When you plan an activity, you can instantly export it as a polished PDF document that students can work on, write on, and use for future revision sessions. I wholeheartedly recommend Craft to any teacher or student. You can visit craft.do for a free account with some limitations, but here's the insider tip. If you're a student or educator, they often upgrade you to the Pro account for free for up to 5 years. So head on over to craft.do, register for an account, and then search for the Student and Education Upgrade Program. They sometimes offer you a license for up to 5 years, and it's totally worth it because you can embed larger document files, have more control over the design of the documents and the app, and it's such a great feature. Craft has been such a great way for me to improve my productivity that I've paid for the business version of the software. This allows me to have larger storage, larger files, and it allows me to include my own domain name as the shareable links for the documents that I send out. I'd love to hear what you think about Craft, and if you have any suggestions or need any advice on how to use the program, then do get in touch and I would be happy to share with you the templates that I have already set up. If you would like to see some videos on setting up these sections of Craft, then let me know as well and I will get to work on those. Well, that wraps up today's Sips and Tips episode of the podcast. I hope Craft adds a touch of magic to your teaching and learning journey. Stay tuned for those tutorial videos, and until next time, keep sipping, keep learning, and keep curious. Cheers, and have a great day.